Watch, Democrat Omar Campanajar released Free Palestine music video in 2012. By Joel B. Polak on October 8, 2020. Democrat Omar Campanajar, who is running for Congress in California's 50th district, created a music video about the Palestinian cause in 2012 that included the slogan Free Palestine. The video, posted to Kickstarter, is called Project Peace in Palestine. It purports to tell the universal Palestinian story, a people's perennial dream for peace. The video includes images of Palestinians in various evocative settings, highlighting public demonstrations of national pride. One image includes a sign, "Terror is our common enemy." However, the video also features images of dead Palestinian children and other images of war. The lyric Free Palestine is heard over images of Jerusalem and its holy Muslim and Christian sites, suggesting that they should be liberated from Israeli sovereignty. The slogan Free Palestine is associated with radical anti-Israel groups, who refuse to recognize Israel's right to exist and consider all of it to be occupied Palestinian territory. Some also regard the slogan as anti-Semitic. The video also includes images of Palestinian leaders, including the late Palestine Liberation Organization chairman Yasser Arafat and current Palestinian Authority president Mahmoud Abbas. Though the song also features lyrics about peace, it does not feature any images of peace or reconciliation between Palestinians and Israelis. It includes many images of Palestinian flags, but no images of Israeli flags. One image includes a sign demanding the Palestinian right of return, which would flood Israel with the descendants of Arab refugees from the 1948 war and effectively end Israel's existence. The video is described as the joint product of Campanajar, who then went by the name Omar Najjar, and artist Peter Boland. Campanajar's campaign responded to a request for comment about the video Thursday afternoon. "It's promoting peace, as Omar always has. Pretty straightforward." The campaign also sent a photograph of Campanajar meeting with former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who led the Israeli Special Forces mission in which both his grandfather and grandmother were killed. The Kickstarter project, now defunct, offered incentives for donations. At the $50 level, for instance, the project offered a Peace in Palestine t-shirt, a signed CD, and a personal thank you letter from the Palestinian ambassador to the Kingdom of Norway, His Excellency Yasser Najjar. The project ultimately raised $75 before being cancelled. Yasser Najjar is Campanajar's father. His grandfather, Muhammad Yusuf al-Najjar, was a Palestinian terrorist involved in the massacre of Israeli athletes at the Summer Olympics in Munich, Germany, in 1972. He was killed in a raid by Israeli special forces in Beirut, Lebanon, in 1973. Campanajar, a Christian of Mexican and Palestinian descent, has disavowed his paternal grandfather's beliefs and actions, though he called him a legend in a 2015 Instagram post. He changed his name in 2018 to add his mother's maiden name. The 50th district is an open seat following the resignation of former Representative Duncan Hunter, RCA, who pleaded guilty to violating federal campaign finance laws. Campanajar narrowly lost to Hunter in 2018. Former Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA, who used to represent the nearby 49th District, is Campanajar's Republican opponent. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Correction, Issa represented the 49th district, not the 48th as previously indicated.